You're listening to SBS News.
I feel very sad. Since I've joined Little Lagos, it's been part of my life. It's what I wake up in the morning to look forward to go. I look forward to coming to work every day. And, you know, the fact that I won't be doing this anymore for the time being, I feel so sad.
Kemi Fadjamison is among thousands of hospitality workers stood down in New South Wales during the latest lockdown. She's packing up the now closed Little Lagos, a Nigerian restaurant in Sydney's inner west.
I'm very emotional about and sad about seeing the business close down. This is the only job that I do. And at the moment, there will be nothing for me to go back to.
The mother of three started managing the business soon after the pandemic hit last year. But restaurant owner Adeto Kumbo Adenahi has reached a breaking point.
We could see the food traffic was starting to slow down. We could see consumer confidence was also dropping. People were cancelling their bookings, their events, so we were refunding money to everyone.
With income down more than 80%, Adeto Kumbo was approved for a $15,000 business grant and has so far received $10,000. But it's not enough to cover his rent and bills.
Our average cost that we would have been losing every month during this lockdown would have been around $35,000.
It's a cruel blow for the Nigerian-born founder, a fully qualified doctor who migrated to Australia 4 years ago. He had high hopes for this venture in one of the city's most popular eat streets.
It's like one of those horror movies where, you know, the aliens have come and have taken everyone away. It's dead and it's sad to see.
Since SBS caught up with French restaurant founder David Bitton several weeks ago, he has continued to pay bills from his savings on three venues and is yet to receive any government funding.
In terms of losses, we're looking at probably losing between 60 and 70% of our revenue, and we start feeling the heat now, we start feeling the pressure.
He's serving takeaway from only two venues and has temporarily closed a third, with income far below that needed to meet weekly costs.
It will be around $30,000 to $40,000 a week across the three venues, definitely between payroll and overheads in terms of rental and even the suppliers. I would like them to really make it our life easier, help us even more with what they're offering.
With owners at risk, the small business ombudsman, Bruce Bilson, wants insolvency protection reinstated.
Look, the devastation that is impacting right across too many small businesses, not only in the Sydney economy, the East Coast economy and beyond, it is heart-wrenching. It is devastating to see enterprising men and women that have put their life's effort, their life savings and all of their ambition into a business where through no fault of their own now, it may be foundering, it may be facing particularly challenging times. But that's partly one of the reasons why I've been arguing that we should revisit some of the temporary insolvency protection measures there, just to give a little bit of clear air and at least some slight improvement of certainty that that they're not going to be wound up right now in these quite extraordinary times.
With lockdowns likely to continue, more closures may be the only certainty. Makili Siren, SBS World News.